All right, and back to it here on Out of the Woods. Got a couple more sets here for you to wrap up our Christmas show here this week. Brooke Annabelle came out with this a couple years ago, I think it was. A little EP here. It's called This Holiday on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. first Christmas in Kansas, everything went to hell. We put up the Christmas tree four times, 'cause three times it fell. We broke the plastic ornaments and blew the fairy lights. Our first Christmas in Kansas, we couldn't get nothing right. Mom locked herself in the bathroom, I was screaming in the hall. And all you kids were looking on in wonderment at it all. We'd lost our home and all our friends, and now our minds as well. Our first Christmas in Kansas, everything went to hell. Our first summer in Kansas, I was such a fool. There were tornado warnings for our town, so I took you kids to the pool. I left Mom at home with the baby, and when the sirens blew, she took cover in the basement while we crouched in the changing room. When I got home, she was mad enough to spit right in my face. She said, "You took me from the Gulf Coast to this godforsaken place, and I'd like to lie and tell you that your father kept us cool, but it was our first summer in Kansas, and I was a fool." Now your mom and I have done a lot of things we are not real proud of, but of one thing you kids can be sure, you've always lived in a house of love. You've always lived in a house of love. That is not a house without pain, that is not a house without trouble. And I'll tell you kids again, there are a lot of places you could be a whole lot worse off than here with your crazy mom and me, living in this house of love. Now your mom and I have done so many things we are not so proud of, but of one thing you kids can be sure, you've always lived in a house of love. You've always lived in a house of love. That is not a house without pain, that is not a house without trouble. And I'll tell you kids again, there are a lot of places you could be a whole lot worse off than here with your crazy mom and me, living in this house of love. Living in this house of love. Living in this house of love. Living in this house of love.
I left it here for you to find the damage of a broken mind. I didn't know just what to say, like when it rains on Christmas Day. I couldn't make you feel alright, I couldn't even hold you tight. I didn't ask you once to stay, and now it rains on Christmas Day. Thank you. hear me now, I'd tell you all will be alright. I'll make it snow, I'll find a way, and it will never rain again on Christmas Day.
Sophia Talvik for you here on Out of the Woods. Nice stuff there. When It Rains on Christmas. Wonderful new single from her. She's going to be a guest on the show coming up this spring, actually. Looks like we're having everybody so far that I've got lined up for the spring is coming from overseas somewhere. A couple from the UK and Sophia from Sweden. And it's going to be a good time. So it's already shaping up to be a good 2017 for live music here on Out of the Woods. Speaking of which, next week here on the show, make sure you tune in. Gabrielle Louise will be on with us. So don't miss it. It was a lot of fun. Before Sophia, we heard from Truck Stop Honeymoon and House of Love from the Madness of Happiness CD, and a single from Brooke Annabelle before that in This Holiday. All right, well, we're down to it. Our final set of this week's Christmas show. I already said which my favorite holiday was, right? Anyway, Anna Elizabeth Lauby now for you, and a single called How Could We Not Believe on Out of the Woods.
So beautiful, how could we not believe? So beautiful, how could we not believe? We love, we grieve, then I'll seek our reprieve. So so beautiful. so beautiful to be free from my name. So beautiful, how could we not believe? So beautiful, how could we not believe? How could we not believe? Having lived through times like these, so
coming on Christmas, cutting down the trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. It don't snow here, you know, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money and I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Well, I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. So hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I done gonna lost the best baby I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. She tried hard to help me, she put me at ease. Loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Well, I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby say goodbye. Coming on Christmas, cutting down the trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Just a little tyke, and the holidays rolled round. When mistletoe and lots of snow and pretty lights abound, I didn't know that friend and foe were celebrating too. All the races, Christian, pagan, Muslim, and Jew. Nowadays we're always fighting over Christmas cheer. It's all the same except the name, so we should make it clear. 'Tis the season for some reason, let the goodwill ring. With just one simple word this year that all of us can sing. Oh, Ex-Maquana, Hanorama, Krista Kadanzamas. We all want good and brotherhood and peace on earth for us. This time of year that brings good cheer should sound a lot like this. Merry Ex-Maquana, Hanorama, Krista Kadanzamas. You know, thousands of years ago, our ancestors would celebrate their holidays around the change of the seasons. And this time of the year, in most parts of the world, the change of the season meant that it was getting cold outside. So people would have to huddle together to keep each other warm. And that was the beginning of the spirit of giving, by just giving warmth to each other. Then someone got the idea to light a tree on fire, and that really helped warm everyone. And you know what? It also looked pretty, so they kept it as a tradition. We still celebrate that tradition, only now we put lights on a tree instead of lighting it on fire because, you know, it's a fire hazard to light trees on fire inside your house. But it's all about lighting, though, isn't it? The Star of Bethlehem was a light that guided the three wise men. You light the menorah on Hanukkah, don't you? And in Kwanzaa, you light candles. And during Ramadan, they write messages in lights. Now, I know Ramadan doesn't always fall this time of the year. In fact, it falls a different time of the year every year. So I know eventually it'll fall around this time of the year, but that's not the point. The point is that it's all about getting together, giving of yourself, and lighting the way. So everybody should just lighten up. I don't care if someone says Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas. I don't get insulted if someone says Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, or Mele Kiliki Maka for that matter. All this arguing defeats the purpose of the holiday. I don't even have a problem with putting a nativity scene in front of City Hall. That just gives rowdy teenagers a chance to steal the little baby Jesus from it and hold it for ransom until next year. Now that warms my heart. So this song is my little contribution to bringing everyone together and shed light on the true spirit of the season. So get together with the people you love, share what you got with folks that don't have a lot, and when you do, I hope you can all sing this song together. Ex-Maquana, Hanorama, Krista Kadanzamas. We all want good and brotherhood and peace on earth for us. This time of year that brings good cheer should sound a lot like this. Merry Ex-Maquana, Hanorama, Krista Kadanzamas. Merry Ex-Maquana, Hanorama, Krista Kadanzamas, everyone.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled, all snugged in her bed, while visions of sugar plums danced in her head. When out on the lawn there rose such a chatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to the objects below. And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in an instant it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples so merry, his cheeks were rosy, and his nose like a cherry. His round little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. Then he turned with a jerk and lined his finger the side of his nose and gave a nod. Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas, you all, and to all a good night."
Yeah, what a way to wrap it up there. Loretta Lynn, once again, from her new one, White Christmas Blue. And 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Chuck Mead in there. We had Holiday Song. Great one there, huh? And we also had the old Joni Mitchell tune done by the Robert Bobby Duo. We had River. And started you off there with Anna Elizabeth Lauby. How Could We Not Believe? All right, folks, mention once again, next week, Gabrielle Louise, live music in the studio. Don't miss it. Right here on Out of the Woods. All right, be safe out there. Hope you get the chance to be with your family. Drive safe. Watch out for crazy people on the roads. All right, we'll catch you next time around on Out of the Woods.